Today we are celebrating a unique day in the Christian calendar called Christ the King Sunday. It may not be something that you woke up and you said, "Happy Christ the King Sunday," right? No? No? Me either. But it is a Sunday that actually was incorporated in about 1925 from a pope who recognized that as we were going into this Advent season, we didn't even really recognize who Jesus was and is and is to be. And so today is a day where we get the opportunity to proclaim as Christ as our Lord and our Savior, our teacher, our shepherd, our friend, our hope, our passion, in all and through all. Will you pray with me? Dear gracious and loving God, in the silence of the hills, in the rolling of the sea, in the twinkle of the stars, we see you, Lord. In the voice of a friend, in the chatter of the child, in the words of a stranger, we hear you, Lord. In the calmness of this room and the longing of our minds, we feel you, Lord. Allow me to move aside and let your words be spoken. Amen. So today is the day where we proclaim and name that Christ is King. It sounds so simple. The sovereign God. Because I'm a really fun mom, I've been asking my boys and their friends, what does the sovereignty of Christ mean to you? If you want to invite me to parties, I'm real fun. And they said simply, it means God is the ruler and creator of everything. They're preacher's kids, you know. That's it. Christ the King, the ruler of all things, the creator of all things, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the shepherd. Yet do we live our lives in accordance to what we just proclaimed in music and in the Lord's Prayer? As we're about to enter this Advent season, it's important to know who we are proclaiming as Christ, as the center. I'll start in Scripture because it's always a good place to start. Isaiah 9:7 says this: "His authority shall grow continuously, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom he will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness. From this time onwards and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." He'll establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness. Do you know how different that was in the time that this was written? So many kings were born into this or were appointed into their authority, and they reigned from selfishness and pride. Yet our God comes with justice and righteousness and a peace that surpasses all understanding. I love the Christian calendar because it sets us up differently from the rest of the world. And actually, right next Sunday is our new year. Our Advent is the new year in our church. And I love the Advent season. I love the story of the Nativity. I also love nativities. I might have a few, 50-ish. And I love them for many reasons, because each and every one of them is different and unique, because they tell the story for a different people, maybe created in a different time. Our honeymoon, I bought one of my first nativities, and it was in Mexico, and it is purple and gold and red, and it just oozes the authority and the kingship of Christ, right? One of my other favorites I bought in Houston, and it is a very large nativity, and it's two-sided, and it's called Beginnings. And on one side, there is an image of Jesus' birth. I really like it because Mary's laying down because, duh, she's tired. And then on the other side of this nativity scene, there is an empty tomb. Beginnings. Last year, when I visited Israel with this church, I bought a nativity that is crafted out of olive wood. It's so simple. None of the characters have faces on it, and it's nestled inside a cave, which is probably much more like how Joseph and Mary spent their first night together as a family in a cave of chaos and animals and joy and peace. If we continue in Scripture and we think about how God has universal authority, authority over all, in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, it says this, and Jesus came and said to them, notice this, and Jesus came and said to them, walked with them, talked with them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so go therefore and make disciples. Disciples of who? All nations, all races, all people, baptizing them in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Here's the best line. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. You see, we have a God that is our friend and our teacher who walks with us and commands us to call others into this story, invites us into this story, baptize them, teach them, and he does not stop there. I am with you along the way. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? Are you committed to Christ the King? One of my friends, her son got injured this year playing football. Second game, senior year, not how they wanted it to go. And Friday after Friday, it was a reminder that life wasn't going the way they wanted it to go. And they found themselves getting really grumpy, sometimes angry, about how life had happened. And so they decided to change it. And when they found themselves rumbling and grumbling about how life had happened, they had to stop and say one thing they were grateful for. One thing that you are thankful for. Do you put God at the center? Do you proclaim Christ as your King? Here's what I do. I proclaim Christ as my King each and every day. And then I get up and I leave my house and I interact with humanity and I think, I need a recenter. I need to remind myself why, who, and how I'm called to do this. I was reminded of that this week. So I've hurt myself. I'm faking it till I make it right now. But I've hurt my neck and shoulder, and I've been in pretty fun pain this past week. And it's time to decorate the house. And I'm a little particular in my life, and I like things done away. And I have 50 nativities. Like, it's a thing. And I said to the boys, like, I'm not going to be able to help this year. I'm just going to sit on the couch and bark orders, and it's going to be awesome. And they got a better idea, and they brought their girlfriends over. And I'll tell you what, it was like a movie. Now, there was a lot of sarcasm and teenage jokes, but my house looks amazing. I did nothing. In fact, I think my nativities look the best they've ever looked. And it's because people came to my house to take care of me when I couldn't admit I needed it the most. How many of you have issues asking for help? Yeah, that's what I thought. Have you ever seen somebody walk a tightrope? There's this long rope, right? And you think they're crazy, and you're like, what are you doing? There's ground underneath. Just walk there. And they decide, nope, this is what I'm doing in life. I'm going to walk the tightrope. I'm going to go the hard path. And when I think of that image and I think about Christ being king, I think that the pole that they are holding to balance is a part of God in our life. Maybe it's our prayer life. Maybe it's our commitment, right? The two people on each side who we're spotting are a part of our church family, looking out for us, reminding us that we're okay. The net underneath to protect us, to save us, is God's eternal love. How amazing that we get to go higher. We get to proclaim that Jesus Christ is our King. It is not easy. You have to be reminded. You have to be committed. You have to connect. It doesn't just say baptize people and go home. It says baptize people and teach them. And remember, I'm with you. What do you need to do to truly proclaim Christ as your King and your Savior? I need to be humble. I need to throw myself at the foot of the cross and remember that I can't do all things by myself. I'm not called to do things all by myself. If I do them by myself, it's not as good. I'm first and foremost called to do all things through the story of Christ, the King of Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my friend, my shepherd, my guide, my hope. Because without that, I would be lost. I wouldn't have something guiding and pulling me back. When we talk about that God is all through all, creator of everything, heaven and earth, sometimes it's really hard to reconcile when things happen that just don't make sense. Yet the love of God is what tethers us between God's holy and eternal love and our humanity, that connector, that gift that we are about to celebrate, that we are preparing for this Advent season, the gift of Christ. God loved us so much that he sent somebody to walk with us. God started in the garden with us. We see that in Genesis. And right, we hid from God. Do you remember that story? Because we made it, what, one page before we thought we could do things better than God? God started walking with us. God is continuously seeking a relationship with us. God wants us to be a part of the story. And all we have to do is say yes and proclaim that each and every day, so simple and yet so difficult. I want you this week to really take some time and spend some commitment into what does lordship mean? Because I can place many things on my mantle to celebrate. Football, although over now, tier. Well, Reedy High School football. Let me clarify. I know all the football is still happening. But I can find a lot of my time and my energy and things embraced into something outside of this place, right? I love shiny things. I can sometimes replace God's love with maybe some online shopping, like the packages to come. I can sometimes replace God's love with nothing, with a void of what to do next, with a fear of how to move forward. Yet today we get to wipe all that away and rename and reclaim and re-embrace what the kingship of Christ can and should mean to each and every one of us. Colossians 1, 15 through 20. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. What a beautiful image that is. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come and have the first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile himself to all the things, whether on earth or in heaven. How? Here's the peace word again. By making peace through the blood of his cross. See, he's not only the creator, but the sustainer in all things. He holds all things together. He is our bind, our glue, our hope. What a gift that we get to wipe everything clean and we get to come back to this place and remember who God truly is. Because as we start this Advent season, you need to know that. You need to recognize and embrace that God is all in all, through all, and we're a part of it. You don't have to be. We get to be. We choose to be. How do you do that? Prayer, community, coming here each and every week. If you're not here, catch us online. But make it a priority. If you were struggling with that today, we have an opportunity for you during our next song. We're going to have some students up front to pray with you. If you don't know what you need prayer for, they will pray the Lord's Prayer over you. But this is your opportunity to say, yes, God, I'm ready. Let's do this Advent season right. Let's proclaim you as Christ the King. Let's put you back in the center of each and everything that I do. Let's recognize that you're our glue, our hope, our inspiration, our power, our joy. Let's be reminded that when you give us commandments, you don't just give them to us and let us go. You walk with us. I love being a Christian. I love being able to lean into something greater than me. And when I do, it makes me greater. When I do, it makes my family greater. When I do, it makes my work greater. Christ the King, the Lord, the Savior. Think about that each and every day this week. Because you are a part of the story. As we named our Advent season, Carrying the Light Forward, each and every one of you are a light of Christ. Embrace it. Fulfill it. Be prayerful and humble in how you proclaim this part of the Christian story. Will you pray with me? Dear gracious and loving God, as we go about this week, we go about recognizing that we are your lost sheep and you are our shepherd. You are our guide. You are our teacher. You are in all, through all, our hope, our power, and our salvation on the cross. For that, we are grateful. For that, we transform our lives to live each and every day proclaiming you, naming your name above all names, Christ the King. Amen.